It's a pasuk from Tehillim which says, "V'shorim kecholilim kol mayono bach," which means the singers, and kecholilim is either translated as the flutists or the dancers. "All my streams or wellsprings are in you," which is either a reference to Tzion, Yerushalayim, because that's what the chapter in Tehillim is talking about. It's a direct reference to singing to God. Now, it's not an easy pasuk to understand, but the research that I did uncovered an astonishing alshich. It's unreal, this. He says that this refers to the Yam Suf, and this is going to fit in with everything that we've been saying about Miriam. That's a bit of a spoiler alert there. You see, we know that the Malachim, the angels, were not allowed to sing Shira, were not allowed to sing to Hashem on the day of Kriyas Yam Suf until the Jewish people had crossed over, seen the Egyptians dead, and sung their song. But the Alshich points out that this pasuk is not a reference to the men, it's a reference to the women folk. That the Malachim had to wait specifically for the women to finish singing, to finish their Shira, led by Miriam. And as it says, Vatitzana basupim uvim choilois. Macholois is either tambourines, flutes, or even dances, like the word kecholilim in our pasuk here. And of course, as we referenced yesterday, the Medrash and the Zohar, they say that actually it was through the merit of the excitement and the love and the outpouring of just thanks and song that Miriam gave at the Yam Suf, coupled with the care and the outpouring of love and all the watching over that she did after looking after Moshe by the River Nile, which is another one of our references. Because of that, she merited to have the Be'er Miriam, the Well of Miriam. That Well of Miriam was not a well, as you'll see in the pictures, of a sort of a stone thing where you draw water up. This Be'er, this well, is referred to in Chazal as a Mayon, which is our discussion today. A Mayon, which is a stream, a source, but not just a source of water, it's a connected source. It's something which goes on and on and on. You take from it, you don't exhaust it, because it's connected to underground springs. That's what a Mayon is. Mem Ayin Yud Nun. And Ayin Yud Nun is a fountain which comes from a connected source. A geyser is a type of that thing as well. And I'm sure that most of you have already realized that the word Ayin Yud Nun, which is the source of this, is also the word for eye. Not as in eyes in first person, but the eye is in the human eye, E-Y-E. And isn't it fascinating, things that we've said about the eye before? The eye is the source of tears, which can be tears of joy or tears of sorrow, as we've described. And of course, as we've also described previously, during the Omer, we spoke about the eyes being the windows to the soul. Now, if there was anything which is talking about connection to a source, it's the soul, it's the neshama, which is a piece, so to speak, kaviyochol, of Hashem, the original and only real source. So therefore, this outpouring of water, which is life-giving, is a source of brocha, something which gives endlessly. What is brocha? Brocha is something which gives of itself and is never diminished. It gives more and more and more. Chazal tells us incredibly that the word brocha itself, connected to the word brecha, which just like mayon means a pool of water, but the root of the word is beis resh chaf. Get your gematria hats on here. Chazal explained to us, and this is real gematria. This is something of real depth. The base of borech, the root, is two, which is multiplicity of the units. The resh is 200, which is a multiplicity of the hundreds. And the chaf is 20, which is a multiplicity of the tens. To express something in its multiple form, in the smallest amount of its multiple form, is to double it. Base, resh, chaf. It doesn't stop there, say Chazal. They say actually it's also that's why the word berech is a knee in Hebrew. Base, resh, chaf, because it splits the leg into two parts. With that, you are able to move forward. We discussed once the malachim only have one leg. We have two legs because we are able to walk. We're able to move. We're able to grow. We're able to develop. We're not fixed. We're not rigid. We have a growth mindset, not a fixed mindset, as we previously described. It's also the letters of rechev, resh, chaf, base, 2, 2, 2 again, because again, it's a duality. You need the twin set of wheels, the twin wheels for the chariot to move forward. And perhaps most incredibly of all, although perhaps I'm a bit loath to say this being a youngest child, it's also the root of the word also spells out Bechor, base chaf resh, a firstborn, who is the first extension of his parents. That is chesed, that is brocha, that is the first extension. No wonder that it's the Bechor who, don't tell my oldest brother this, who gets a double portion, because it's doubles. That is chesed, that is brocha, that is giving, that is ayin, that is mayon. And that is why we hear about Talmid Chacham referred to as a mayon hamisgaber, a fountain which just grows and grows and grows. Interesting that it's the word gvuro of our misgaber, which is usually mean limiting, that misgaber means to grow and to give more, which is chesed. It's just an aside. And Mayon is tireless. Miriam was tireless, looking after Moshe and singing by the Yamsuf. But not just her zechus, her siblings' zechus, Moshe and Aaron, they sustained the people with things associated with food and water. All cared for, all just non-stop caring. You know what we call this? We call this Ayin Tova, a good eye. Miriam showed it, as we said, and she sang that first song, the first Shiras Be'er, if you like, the first song of the well, which is the song which appears in this week's Sedra after she died. So what is this Be'er? What is this well? One of the 10 things that was created at twilight on Friday of creation, like the Pia Oretz, which swallowed up Korach, a twilight zone in two worlds, a mouth which expresses the song of Hashem's Gevuro, Pia Gevuro. Right, that's the Mayon HaMisgaber, Gevuro and Misgaber. This is the infinite kindness of Hashem. It was a rolling rock and roll, if you like, which would travel with them in the desert, according to the Medrash. There are different opinions, but this is one that would, when they would stop somewhere, it would dig down into, yes, the Pi Ha'aretz, and the Zakenim would sing, Ali Be'er, come up, O well, and it would come up. And when she died, it disappeared. And yes, what happened with Moshe happened with Moshe, I see yesterday's shir. Reb Chaim Vital, the famed Talmud of the Arizal, reveals a secret which I probably shouldn't tell you. But Miriam actually, in a way, made it into Eretz Yisrael, in a sort of through the back door. He said he tells you where to look. There are different opinions, some to the Mediterranean, but he said if you look into the Kinneret, perhaps around the Chami Tveria, in fact, according to some explanations of what he meant, you can see a sieve-like rock formation, and that is the Be'er Miriam, which is meant to be all healing. Now get this. The word Be'er, well, means to explain. We know that in Devarim, Moshe is told to write the Torah in 70 languages. Why? To explain it well. Sorry, excuse the pun. Ba'er Heitev, explain it well. 70 languages. Why 70 languages? Because it's 70 different facets. Notice 70 is Ayin. Ayin Ponim. Ayin is that 70. It's the eye, the 70 elders, the 70 palm trees. Now, incredibly, says the Balat Torah, that word Ba'er Heitev, Hey Yud Tes Beis, he says, if you really delve into things, if you add the hey, which is 5, plus hey yud, which is 15, plus hey yud tes, which is 24, plus hey yud tes base, which is 26, yud kevavke, of course, you hit 70. Because you've done it well, you've explained it well, you've put your eye into it. That's ayin and toiv. That is ayin toiva, but er hey tev. As long as you remain connected to the source, it will never dry up.